Yes. But the entire, my minutes. Dear PAC member, dear GNR colleagues, dear distinguished members of the GNR Directorate, let me greet you, good morning, and let me inform you that our PAC is deliberative, have the necessary quorum. I absent only Professor Abramov from Bulgaria and Professor Sangha from Mongolia, but instead of these two distinguished members of our PAC, we have in our components of our PAC and a new member, distinguished Professor Nikolai Radzilov. He is from the Leibniz Center from Berlin, yes. And let me greet Professor Nikolai Radzilov in our PAC, and let me wish him successes in our collective expertise working in our PAC, and we hope that your assistance, expertise, skills will be very, very useful for our PAC, but in general for GNR. Yeah, thank you very much. And also let me greet another distinguished professor, Professor Richard Hall Hilton, in the quality of as invited expert of our PAC. I hope that in the future he will become a permanent member of PAC, our committee. He is from Sweden, from the Lund, and it is the head of the division of head instrument technology from the Lund. He is one of the distinguished experts in the areas of neutron detectors, advanced detector systems, diamond detectors, beam monitoring, and a lot of some aspects of fundamental physics. Yes, Professor Hilton. So, welcome in our PAC, and I think also that your assistance will be very useful for our for improve our activity. I have underlined the presence of external member of our PAC, but also there are a lot of colleagues from GNR, which are ex-official members appointed from GNR Directorate. All of them, except that I not see Professor Appel. Yes,
he's here, yes.
Presented. So I think that we can open our first session of this January meeting. But before that, let me congratulate you with a new year and with a lot of winter holidays, and today is the last I remember last holidays of this period.
Orthodox Church.
Yes, yes, at Orthodox Church holiday, yes. And the past years was one important year, especially for GNR. You remember that 16 years was the years of 60 years anniversary of GNR. And let me wish, first of all, to GNR Directorate, to GNR colleagues in generally, good successes and good money and good inspiration in order to implement
big money.
Okay, big money. Enough money. But
thank
the
you.
Money
thank you.
Not enough. In order to implement good idea, good proposals, good plans, which in particular was written in the new for the new period 7 years plans, which have been adopted, appointed in the past years, and at first January these plans started to be realized.
Money never enough.
okay.
Brain is everything.
Okay, and let me wish to finally of our PAC good work in this year, good work at this session, in order to help GNI Directorate in order to find the best solution for promoting the research here in Dubna in the right direction, in the direction of the new physics, in the direction of the new results. So you have got the draft of our agenda. I think that the listing of the points is enough full. We have a lot of new proposals which we should analyze. We have scientific reports, and so I think we can open the examination of the agenda. And traditionally, let me start with my presentation related to our reports, to our presentation to the last session of the Scientific Council. So, let me shortly inform you about our traditional presentation of the recommendation of the results of the PAC analysis, which was done in the summer, at the end of the June in the past years, and our information, our recommendation was delivered by our scientific secretary, Dr. Oleg Belov, and let me express him our gratitude and our many thanks for his activity in this direction. First of all, Scientific Council was informed about some aspects of our June summer agenda, and informed Scientific Council that discussion of our PAC was focalized especially about round of the 7 years plans and the final remarks and final adjustment of our PAC was done and was delivered to GNI Directorate for the final version of the 7 years plan. So, in this context, Scientific Council was informed in more detail and, about some point of the discussion related to 7 years plan, about some addition elements in the introduction chapter, and revising of some paragraph in the naturally in the chapter related to condensed matter physics, and especially about new chapter development of engineering infrastructure, Also, concerning the Condensed Matter Physics, our PhD informed Scientific Council about latest new proposal presented by Bogoliubo Laboratory related to theory of condensed matter. You remember that in the summer such information was presented, and especially about the topics related to the positron spectroscopy. So the next information, the next pool of information was delivered to Scientific Council in connection with the development of the Hebrew facility. This information was delivered to Scientific Council on the basis of was the report of Dr. Vinogradov, which was presented at our summer PAC meeting, and some aspects of these reports are reproduced here, and also was reproduced to the Scientific Council, especially about the some operation cycles of the reactor, which are presented here below. Especially attention was drawn to the aspects of complex cryogenic moderator, because these new new facilities is a next step in the updating the modernization of the neutron physics facility. Scientific Council was informed about the works, about activity in this direction, in connection with CM 202, 201, 203, with the corresponding beam lines, and the state of the works in the 2016 and for the next periods. Here you can see some information derived considered CM 201. Some information about the refrigerator systems. Our PAC informed Scientific Council that such equipment was delivered at the end of the 2015, and the equipment is working. Also, the attention was drawn to the next step in the cryogenic moderator facility in the context of the manufacture of reserve movable reflector of the same design in order to have such reserve for the future. And we inform Scientific Council that the activity related to the manufacture of such reserve movable reflector was started in 2015, and they are realized at the company Votkinsky Zavod. So some general consideration concerning the YEB2M activity was delivered. Especially, we have underlined the aspects of supporting the activity towards assuring the safe operation of the reactor, as well of monitoring, diagnostic, and prognosis of its states. This is very important for such technique in order to assure safe operation, safe functionalization. And especially the next point of our agenda presented to the Scientific Council was information concerning our discussion about the maybe the later future of the neutron physics here in Dubna, in the DNA, about the concept of new neutron sources. And you know that in our agenda we have the corresponding point related, and Professor Aksionov prepared and first detailized the information about some ways how to do that. But in generally, in following our general discussion at our PEC meeting in the summer, we inform scientific council that there are different ways in order. And first of all, that maybe the simplest way is close of, in general, the physics of neutron physics here in the Dubna. But we express our general opinion that this is not the good solution. The good solution should be neutron sources, and we underline that such sources should be integrated with the other mega projects of GNA, and I think Professor Aksionov will in more detail maybe will explain maybe some possibility. So the next point was related to some aspects of of NERA, of the neutron scattering facilities, about the status of work, and our PEC informed Scientific Council informed Scientific Council that the interest for such equipment, such facilities was increased. You remember that detailed information about that was presented by Dr. Chidoba. And we also have underlined that these activities are very important in order to equilibrate the elastic member of neutron physics here in the neutron in the Frank laboratory and the methods of inelastic neutron scattering. You remember that our PEC member Professor Lushetsky have underlined that in the future scientific politics here in Dubna, the Directorate should fortificate the attention of these very important methods of condensed matter characterization. The next point presented to Scientific Council was about new theme of investigation. First of all, first information was presented on the basis of the Professor Apple presentation from the floor of the laboratory. The past them related to, in general, to the materials nanotechnology was finished in the past years. And the laboratory presented new proposal with new idea, with new idea in development of the different nanotechnological approaches, and you remember that our decision was to appreciate the competition SEM, and we support the opinion of the new SEM, radiation physics, radiochemistry, and nanotechnology investigation using beams of accelerated heavy ions in this laboratory. The next SEM, which has been analyzed at our meeting and about the recommendation which was delivered to Scientific Council, was the SEM of radiobiological laboratory. You remember that two reports in this area was presented by two ladies, Dr. Frontasheva and Dr. Astafieva. He reproduced some picture of his reports, and our decision and our suggestion to Scientific Council was recommendation of extension of the this SEMA project until of the end of 2019. Another aspect was related to the to the medical and biological research with hadron beams. You remember that was enough active discussion about this theme, because this theme are two very important part. The first part is related to the some applied and fundamental investigation related to the biophysics and other aspects, but very important are the aspects related of application related to the proton therapy, because this methods is very important as a new the new instruments in the oncology and in other aspects. And here you can see our recommendation to Scientific Council in order to close the SEM, the old SEM, and opening of the new SEM biological and radiation genetic studies using different types of ionizing radiation. The next subject delivered Scientific Council was some consideration about improving our methodology of work here in PAC related to some aspects of the evaluation. You remember that good discussion was in this area. Our committee have proposed some draft of methodology and structure of evaluation. Especially I express many thanks to Professor Dubchikova, she has done good work in this area. And it is my pleasure to inform our PAC member and other colleagues that our approach in this direction was approved also by the Program Advisory Committee. And also preparing some materials of the present session, our experts of PAC and invited experts have prepared the referee reports in the framework on the basis of the new suggestions. I think that during this session we will continue maybe some final remarks about this aspect in order to have finally one good instrument for our future work in this direction. The last two points of our information delivered to Scientific Council was related, first of all, to scientific reports. We have underlined the three scientific reports, you remember, which has been presented at our session, and also about our very important activity related to the poster session, and our decision about selection of the best poster has been presented to Scientific Council. You remember that young scientist Жабицкая have is the winner of this selection, and at this meeting she will get the corresponding diploma and corresponding congratulations in this area. So this was the general information presented to Scientific Council finalizing with some draft of the our today, January 2017 agenda. Thank you. Thank you very much. If there are no questions, let me invite also traditionally Professor Yitkis in order to present the last news from DNI Directorate, yes, about the session of Scientific Council and about the session of plenary potential representative. Please, Mikhail Krasnov.
Thank you. Okay, good morning to everybody. And I'd like to inform you about resolution of last session of our Scientific Council, which took place in and on the decision of Plenipotentiary Committee. Here is a mistake, not February, September. And the Plenipotentiary Committee, of which took place in November last year. The 120th session of our Scientific Council took place 22-23 September. It was chaired by our director Viktor Matveev and co-chaired by Professor Mikhail Waligursky from Krakow, Poland. Here is the agenda of our meeting. First of all, a report of Viktor Matveev about results received during last year, final draft of 7-year plan for development of our institute for 2017-2023, presented by Scientific Secretary of our institute Nikolai Rusakovich, progress report concerning the NICA project presented by director of Wechsler Building Laboratory Vladimir Kikelidze, and concerning the realization project of Super Heavy Element Factory presented by director of Fleurov Laboratory Sergei Dmitriev. Recommendation of Program Advisory Committee, which was presented by Chiplakov for Particle Physics PSC, by Fabrice Pigmalion for Nuclear Physics, and Oleg Belov, because Valery Kanzer was absent, for Condensed Matter Physics PAC. Recommendation of Program Advisory Committee, new member of Program Advisory Committee presented by me, report by young scientists recommended by Program Advisory Committees, Kalupayeva, Nekharoshkov, and Zabitskaya. Scientific report, latest result of ALICE experiment and detector of great plants, presented by spokesman of ALICE experiment Paola Gubelina. Now he is the chairman of FAIR project in Dubna, starting from New Year. And nuclear planetology, space experiment, and recent result presented by Professor Mitrofanov. Awards and prizes, which was done by our director. Resolution of Scientific Council. The Scientific Council took note of the comprehensive report presented by Director of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research Viktor Matveev, covering such issues as decision of the latest session of our Committee of Plenipotentiaries, which took place in April 2016, implementation of the recommendation of 119th session of Scientific Council, the status of our priority projects, recent result of research activities, international cooperation, and some organization issues. The Scientific Council congratulates our Directorate for having signed the agreement with Government of Russian Federation concerning a dedicated support of Russian Federation for the construction of exploitation of NICA complex as international mega science project to be realized in the territory of Russia. The Scientific Council congratulates the Institute for its international recognition in the discovery of new super heavy elements through the proposed naming of the element Moscovium and Agonison. Scientific Council congratulates Professor Matveyev on his re-election as Director of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research for another term of 5 years and wished him much success in leading this international center and developing efficient strategy for its sustainable development in the long-term future. Recommendation on the draft 7-year plan for development of our Institute for next 7 years. The Scientific Council took note of the final draft of 7-year plan for the development of our Institute presented by Nikolai Rusakovich and expressed the opinion the plan is well balanced and clearly reflects the uniqueness of our Institute as multidisciplinary research center. The Scientific Council appreciates the efforts towards the integration of our new upgrade facilities, NICA, Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD detector, IBR2 reactor into European and worldwide research infrastructures. The Scientific Council recommended that our Financial Committee and Committee on Plenipotentiaries approve the presented 7-year plan with understanding that it will be updated on year-by-year basis with the actual situation taken into account. Attracting the educating young personnel, especially for running of Super Heavy Element Factory and NICA complex, is extremely important. The Scientific Council encourages our directorate to take all appropriate measures in this direction. Concerning the recommendation on NICA project, the Scientific Council took note the report progress of NICA project presented by Vladimir Kikilidze and expressed satisfaction with dynamic and comprehensive efforts being taken on this flagship project of our Institute. The Scientific Council appreciated the progress in developing the Nucleotron NICA Acceleration Complex, including the commission of new four-injector of the LEO-20 linear accelerator, the installation and testing of the linear accelerator HILAC, and the testing of the new polarized source. At the same time, the Scientific Council expressed concern about the delay in manufacturing the superconducting magnets and encouraged intensified work to eliminate it. The Scientific Council recognized the effort of Baryonic Meta on Nucleotron collaboration towards the testing and commission new detector subsystem, in particular GEM-based tracking detector for the development of the state-of-the-art apparatus. It welcomes the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding on the participation of CBM STS Group in the construction of four wide-aperture silicon stations for the BMN detector. The Scientific Council also welcomed the signing of the agreement between MPD collaboration, a participant from China, for placing an order to manufacture the electromagnetic calorimeter modules. It appreciates the implementation of contracts for manufacturing the MPD superconducting magnet and congratulates the collaboration management, ensuring good progress of work on this very important element. Recommendation concerning the Super Heavy Element Factory. The Scientific Council took note of the report status of factory of super heavy element and its future prospect presented by Sergei Dmitriev. Scientific Council appreciates the high pace of construction of the factory experimental building, note with satisfaction the being of installation work for DC-280 cyclotron in accordance with the schedule proposed by Directorate of Fluorov Laboratory and supported the proposed program of the first experiment planned at the Super Heavy Element Factory in 2018-2019. The Scientific Council recommended that our our directorate and Fleurov laboratory directorate give special attention to the timely completion of the construction of super heavy element factory and to installation and commission of the DC-280 accelerator of instrumentation, gas field separator and press separator for chemical studies, which will allow first experiment the factory to begin. Given the high priority of super heavy element factory under construction, the scientific council recommended that our directorate ensure full support for execution of the work towards a successful launch and further development of this factory. I must say that installation of main magnet of this accelerator was finished in December of that year, and the civil construction will finish in March of this year, and put in operation and first iron beam on this super heavy element super heavy element factory will be at the end of this year. A recommendation in connection with the program advisory committee. The Scientific Council concurred with the recommendation on issues of particle physics, nuclear physics, and condensed matter physics taken at the session in June and July 2016, as reported at this session by Chplakov, Scientific Secretary of PAC for Particle Physics, Fabrice Pigmal, member of PAC Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, and Oleg Belov, Scientific Secretary of our PAC for Condensed Matter Physics. This recommendation are documented in detail in the Program Advisory Committee minutes. The Scientific Council thanks the Program Advisory Committee for comprehensive discussion of the draft 7-year plan for development of our institute, for their important remarks and suggestions. Scientific Council welcomes the current preparation by our directorate with participation of Program Advisory Committees of update of the regulation of our program advisory committees and of methods of evaluation of projects submitted to the program advisory committees, and requested the final version of regulation for approval at the next session. The Scientific Council appreciates the preparatory steps being taken by our directorate in establishing a PAC for nuclear methods in biology and medicine. Membership of Program Advisory Committee. As proposed by our directorate, Scientific Council appointed Nikola Kardzhilov from Berlin, Germany, as new member of Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics for a term of 3 years, and sent Professor Bourseau for his successful work as a member of this PAC during many years. Scientific report by young scientists. Scientific Council appreciates the following report by young scientists, which were selected by Program Advisory Committees for presentation on this session: meta effect in neutrino oscillation for the NOVA experiment, anthropogenic effect of the coastal phytoplankton studied by neutron activation analysis, analysis of small-angle synchrotron X-ray scattering experimental data from vesicle system by means of the parallel asynchronous differential evolution method. Scientific Council report thanks the speaker. Welcome similar report in the future. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the report, latest result of ALICE experiment and detector upgrade plan, and nuclear planetology space experiment and recent result, and thank the speakers, Professor Paolo Gubelina Cern and Ivan Mitrofanov, Space Research Institute Moscow, for their excellent presentation. What and prices? The Scientific Council endorsed the proposal of our directorate to award the Honorary Doctor of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research to Professor Friedrich Didach from Austria in recognition of his outstanding contribution to the advancement of science and the education of young scientists. The Scientific Council approves the jury recommendation on the award of the Джелепов Прайс to профессор Юлиан Будагов from our institute for the development and construction of unique laser metrology system for measuring the angular oscillation of Earth's surface. The Scientific Council congratulates Professor Bellini from Italy on receiving the Bruno Pantecorvo Prize and appreciates his scientific report, the impact of the Brixina result of neutrino and solar physics. The Scientific Council congratulates the winner of our Gene annual prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods and applied research who received diplomas at this session. The Scientific Council agreed with proposal made by our director Viktor Matveev to postpone the election of the director of Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction, previously announced for February of 2017, by 1.5 of 2 years. The final decision for new election date will be taken at the 122 session of the Scientific Council in September 2017. Now I come to session of our Committee of Plenipotentiaries, regular session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the government of our member states was held in Krakow, Poland, starting from 21 to 22 November. It was chaired by Plenipotentiary of Republic of Bulgaria, Lachizar Kostov. Here, agenda, recommendation of last session of Scientific Council, brief overview of results of our activities in 2016 and plans for 2017, main direction of strategic development for next 7-year plan presented by Viktor Matveev. 7-year plan for development presented also our Chief Secretary Nikolai Rusakovich. Draft budget of year 2017, draft contribution of member state for year 2018, 2019 and 2020 presented by Sergei Dotsenko. Results of meeting of our finance committee which took place on 2 days before plenipotentiary committee meetings. Presented by Kharizanov from Bulgaria, result of audit of our financial activities for year 2017 presented by Korsakov, procedure for implementation of decision of committee plenipotentiary on suspension of membership at GIN of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and Republic of Uzbekistan, presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, status of our major research projects and their future prospect, presented by Vice Director Grigory Trubnikov, and Krakow Synchrotron Solaris, presented by leader of this synchrotron was Stankevich. Concerning the director's report, regarding the report presented by Matveev, Committee of Plenipotentiary took note of following. The recommendation of 120 session of our Scientific Council, information presented by Director on work toward attaining the goals of current 7-year plan and towards implementing the recommendation of Finance Committee and the decision of Committee of Plenipotentiaries. The preliminary result of implementation of our 7-year plan research and international cooperation in 2016, as well as the main direction of strategic development on next 7 year. The information about current work to upgrade the regulation for our staff. The Committee of Plenipotentiary approved the recommendation of previous session of Scientific Council, 119th and 120th session, and our topical plan of research and international cooperation for 2017. The 7-year plan for development of our institute for next 7 year endorsed by Scientific Council and the Finance Committee. Committee of Plenipotentiary endorsed the effort undertaken by our directorate towards the integration of our new and great facility, NICA Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD, IBA2 and Spectrometer Complex, into the European and worldwide research infrastructure. The signature of agreement dated by June 2016 between government of Russian Federation and our institute on the construction and exploitation of NICA complex of superconducting rings for heavy ion colliding system. The work by our directorate for organization and implementation of agreement, as well as the regulation of for implementation of project for construction of large international research facilities of mega science class at Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. The regulation for supervisory board of the NICA complex project, the initial membership of the supervisory board, and its decision taken on 20th November 2016. Concerning the seven-year plan, future concerning the seven-year plan for the development of institute presented by Nikolai Rusakoi, the Committee of Plenipotentiary recognize the large amount of work accomplished by our directorate to prepare the draft text of seven-year plan for the development institute in 2017-2023 and to organize its discussion at meeting of program advisory committees at session of scientific council. Note that the draft budget plan for our institute ensures the implementation of the institute's development plan for next seven-year period, including the development of the our scientific and experimental base, engineering and social infrastructure, as well as competitive level of staff salaries. Concerning the financial issues were reported by Dotsenko, chief accountant of our institute, and Slobomir Harizanova, chief accountant of Nuclear Regulatory Agency of Bulgaria, and Korsakov, director of our new audit company, Korsakov and Partners. Concerning the report of Dotsenko, Committee of Plenipotentiary approved our budget for year 2017 with total expenditure amounting to $106 million and the scale of contribution of the member state for this year. Approved the sums of contribution of the member states for 2017 and the payment of contribution areas of the member states in this year. Determine the provisional volume of our budget in income and expenditure for year 2018, amounting approximately the same sum for year 2019, approximately the same, around $205 million. For year 2020, amounting $209 million, as well as the provisional sum of the member states' contribution for years 2018, 19, and 20. Decided to compensate GIN budget deficit in 2017 arising from unpaid contribution of Democratic People's Republic of Korea and of the Republic of Uzbekistan at the expense of other incomes and revenues of our budget. Allow our directorate to index the salary and tariff parts of the compensation package of the staff members, taking into account possibilities afforded by our budget in 2017 in accordance with our collective agreement for 2014-2017. Concerning the report by Svetlomira Harizanova, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries approved the protocol of meeting of the Finance Committee held on 19th November 2016, approved the financial rules of our institute, decided to set up a working group of representatives of Republic of Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Republic of Poland, Ukraine, and of our directorate to develop proposal for the redemption of Ukrainian's areas in the payment of its contribution to our budget. The requested the plenipotentiaries of the our member states which have areas on contribution to our budget take urgent measures to their payment. Concerning the report of audit firms, the Committee of Plenipotentiary approved the auditor's report concerning the financial activities of our institute, examined for 2015, took note the plan of measures concerning the audit of our financial activities for 2015 and commissioned of directorate to prepare comments to the audit's report by next committee plenipotentiary session. Approve the accounting report of our institute for year 2015. Membership issues. Regarding the report, procedure implementing of decision of committee plenipotentiaries on the suspension of membership at our institute, Democratic Republic of North Korea and Republic of Uzbekistan, presented by Rusakov, the committee plenipotentiary resolved to approve the procedure for implementing decision of committee plenipotentiary on suspension of membership of these two member states in the event that full participation of Democratic Republic of North Korea and Republic of Uzbekistan in our institute has not been resumed until the year 2020 to consider the issue of membership of these states in our institute. Committee Plenipotentiary appreciates the following scientific report presented at this session, status of our major research project and their future prospect, presented by Vice Director Grigory Trubnikov, and Krakow Synchrotron Solaris, presented by Stankiewicz, Director of Poland's National Synchrotron Radiation Center Solaris. The Committee of Plenipotentiary expressed gratitude to the organizer, in particular to the Plenipotentiary of Government of Republic of Poland, Professor Mikhail Waligurski, for high quality preparation and conduct of this session in Krakow. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Professor Itkis. Maybe questions or comments? Professor Alexeyev, please.
I would like to ask some question concerning the NICA magnets. You mentioned that it will be superconducting. Which kind of superconductive materials? High TC or ordinary superconductors? And what is estimated cost of this project of superconducting magnets?
As you know, the element of four rings superconductive for booster superconducting, which manufactured inside of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, as well as the FAIR project in Darmstadt. Special factory was built and put in operation. The production is starting. The quadrupole, dipole magnets, and other things. It's first of all. The estimation, the first part of NICA project will finish at the end of 2020. It's only the first part. Concerning the MPD detector and booster at rings, but not with full luminosity for experiment, nevertheless. The baryonic matter experiment starting at the end of 2017, of this year, at the beginning of next year. The cost, the project, it approximately, it's my opinion, but today I believe that $500 million.
Okay, but also with questions about materials, high TC or usuals? Superconductors, usual.
From different factories, we have some material, yes. We see from different factories.
Yeah.
Oh, Grigory, maybe think. materials.
Please,
I can make a short comment. The magnets are made from the alloy of niobium titanium. 50%.
Traditional material.
It's a 4 Kelvin operation temperature. And the main advantage of these magnets are fast cycling, fast ramp rate, up to 8 Tesla per second. But they are called liquid helium temperature, not high temperature superconductor.
So it will be niobium titanium, not niobium tin.
No, niobium titanium.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Professor Pius.
You mentioned the FAIR project, and you mentioned that you will build the superconductors there. Will that be the contribution of Russia, or will Russia contribute something else to the FAIR project?
We contribute from our budget half cost of all project, another part from Russian government. It's an additional contribution besides contribution Russia to our budget.
So, please, other. If no, thank you again. And let me invite Professor Aksyonov. I have announced yet the theme of the presentation about the first look on the future of new neutron sources here in GNR. So please, Professor Aksyonov, we'll wait.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. dear colleagues, as Professor Kanzer mentioned in his introductory talk, you started to discuss new neutron source in GNR last session, last July, and so you requested from FLNP to prepare its vision on a research program on what is going around in the world concerning to neutron sources and some preliminary concepts of future facilities. So I will follow to your recommendation, and the plan of my presentation is written here, and I will present to you a 15-year forward look at neutron facilities at GINR. 15 years, I mean that from a formal point of view, the end of operation of IBER2 reactor is 2032 in 15 years. Okay, so the first part, research program. When we consider research program, we start from two clear points, trends of modern sciences and scientific traditions. And as I don't have so much time to go to details, I shall show you the pictures of some well-known scientists, and I hope that it will initiate some associations and on discussed problem, and that will help me to make more understandable what I'm talking about. So, Professor Blokhintsev, Dmitry Ivanovich, the founder of our institute and the father of our absolutely outstanding pulse and neutron sources, and he had fundamental investigations on quantum mechanics. Frank Ilya Mikhailovich, the founder of laboratory and organizing of this laboratory and research program, and Sasha Frank told me recently that it was the dream of Ilya Mikhailovich to have a large-scale biological program in laboratory of neutron physics. And so these two key points, biology and quantum mechanics and fundamental physics, is the nuclei of my presentation. So on this slide you can see the structure of neutron investigations which is followed by every neutron leading neutron centers in the world. This picture was constructed 20 years ago when European Neutron Society discussed new at that time, new and nowadays to new neutron source, European spallation source. And I have to tell you that this picture is rather general. As you see, it describes the relation of neutron investigations with in different fields of research and relations with different technologies and request of society. And so it is so general that it was true 20 years ago, it is true now, and it will be true 20 years forward. Today we will have two presentations on the activity at IBR2, presentation of Professor Kozlenko and Dr. Bobrikov, and they will describe in details what is doing at IBR2 and what probably will be doing in tomorrow. And so I would like to present some view what will be after tomorrow. Condensed metaphysics. So I will consider three areas of neutron activity: condensed metaphysics, fundamental physics, and nuclear physics. So condensed metaphysics. We have a very good basic point for investigations, solid matter. What is the fact? The fact is that it is a system with infinite number of particles, and so we have possibility to go to thermodynamical limit, and it is a fantastic property of solid state physics that we can separate the whole system over the some subsystems, and due to conception of quasi-particle, we are able to reduce strong interaction to weak interaction. And so we have possibility to apply perturbation theory, and from this point of view, we have a very good starting points for understanding of many things. And so, and nowadays, and tomorrow, and after tomorrow, there will be a lot of new phenomena in crystalline solids, amorphous solids, quasi-crystals, some new area, and especially low-dimensional structures. That it is due to that this can repeat again the system with infinite number of particles, and so it is the source of infinite new phenomena. However, nowadays the mostly interesting problems are in the field of investigations of life matter. It is, of course, old problem, life matter, and every time in this century and last century and before, people were thinking what is life and what is concessions and so on. But nowadays we are very more close to these investigations and to understanding of these problems due to fantastic development of physical methods during last 20-30 years. And from this point of view, our future program, we discussed with you the program for 20 years forward, must be oriented to this area. And from this point of view, so-called soft matter definition of soft matter is very simple. It is neither simple liquids and nor crystalline solids. And so soft matter is on the crossroad between solid state and life matter. And here on this slide, I tried to mention some specific features of all these three states. And you see that in solid state, we see some features of life matter fluctuation, relaxation. Then soft matter, it is land scale, intermediate between atomic size and macroscopic, and especially this kinetic self-assembly hierarchy. And it is the reason of problems of life matter. So I'm sorry, Vladimir, at what time I started to look at
the first five
past 11, okay. I will give you only one example of the present problems in biology. So people thought during the many years that it is a strong relation between structure of proteins, for example, and their function. And the central tenet in molecular biology states that the function of protein depends on its fully folded three-dimensional structure. But in the new view, protein segments can function when transiently or durably disordered. And so on this slide you can see three possibilities and development from the simplest case when we have lock and key. And so in the conventional view, for example, in this case, enzyme, falls up immediately into the unique and stable 3D shape, the key. And its shape perfectly matches and allows it to bind its substrate, the lock right. It is a traditional and conventional way. But really, less than 5% of proteins belong to this way. In more general cases, we have the situation which are shown on next two pictures. And during my previous talk, I believe that you look at these pictures and have written what is written here. And especially more interesting case is the last case when the protein is disordered completely. And only in the process of this interaction with substrate, the protein is a mix of different conformations and shifting around in constant dynamic equilibrium. And so I go to neutrons. Some years ago we investigated this problem on the example of unstructured protein WEF1A. It is a factor elongation of translation in ribosome. Ribosome is a molecular machine which produces protein for any body. And elementary elongation cycle of the ribosome when one triplet of matrix RNA is read and one amino acid is added to growing polypeptide. And so these proteins which I discuss, its role of elongation factor to increase the rate of elongation and facilitate the accurate fixing of complexes. And so in these experiments which were performed in cooperation with physicists from Gieshacht, Germany, in these experiments we revealed that this protein has no fixed rigid structure in solution, and its conformation is more expanded and disordered than its prokaryotic counterparts. I would like to mention that this investigation was performed with the use with the use of very powerful methods in structural biology, I mean isotope substitution and polarized neutrons. And if we use polarized neutrons, we need neutron flux at least twice more than usually. And so it is the case when we need more neutrons. So coming to more general formulation of modern problems of biophysics, I will show again the pictures of some well-known people. Erwin Schrödinger, his well-known lecture, What is Life, was initiated by investigation of Timofey Frisovsky on radio biology. And I believe Evgeny Sanch knows very well this absolutely fundamental paper of 1934. And the role of this paper by Schrödinger was great, because many physicists after this lecture were look at biology and biological problems, and Watson and Crick, they followed to this paper and this. The discovery on the structure of DNA was the start of molecular biology. And so, as I mentioned above, a lot of modern problems are concerning to biology, and one of these is non-equilibrium statistical mechanics, which is under development, that which has a very big future. And from this point of view, I would like to mention the fundamental papers of Professor Bogolyubov on the problems of dynamical theory in statistical physics. Nikolai Nikolaevich was the first who introduced to statistical physics the hierarchy of time hierarchy. And it is some fundamental basic postulate. The statistical physics of biopolymers was developed by Professor Lifshitz, Ilya Mikhailovich Lifshitz, and it was the next step in development of statistical mechanics. And Ilya Prigozhin, well-known scientist who developed these ideas on hierarchy and on irreversibility. And so I believe that everybody knows these people, and so I hope that these analogies made my talk more simple. And so we can formulate the problems which must be solved. All these problems are hard, but they are solvable in frame of nowadays physics. And so it is a strong equilibrium and irreversibility, phase transition, intermolecular dynamics, and trinity structure of biopolymers. But not only problems which can be solved in the frame of modern physics and the discussion in scientific community. Nowadays we are very close to solving of problems, as was mentioned by Professor Blumenfeld, non-solvable nowadays. Nowadays in the frame of modern physics, problems of biophysics. At least two problems: progressive biological evolution and individual and general consciousness. In this relation, I would like to refer to the paper, well-known paper of Professor Ginzburg on the future of physics and the problems, modern problems of physics. And in this review, he formulated three great problems in physics. They are mentioned here. A quantum mechanic interpretation, it means that what has happened at measurements. A row of time, it is a problem of reversibility, and life or consciousness and physics. All these problems are related, of course, each other. And the long story of these problems, we started with Lev Berg, the Russian biologist, who first formulated some new approach to evolution. Then it is the famous discussions between Bohr and Einstein on quantum mechanics and further development. And so, on this stage, we are going to the present state of fundamental physics, and these problems are related very much with the problems which I discussed before. So, on this slide, the schematic representation of our understanding of universe evolution is shown. And I want to say that the discovery of Higgs boson opens a new area in physics. And what is important is that this discovery is very important not only for particle physics or only for fundamental physics. It is very important for everybody, everybody of us, because this discovery, mentions the boundary between the physics before and tomorrow physics, because after this discovery established theory, we described weak, strong, and electromagnetic interactions of all known particles, and which is named as standard model. However, it seems to not be a complete theory. Actually, there are some strong experimental evidence and theoretical arguments to prove it. For instance, this model does not include gravitation, cannot explain existence of dark matter and dark energy. Currently, the standard model is able to describe less than 5% of the content of the universe. What is new physics beyond standard model? Many ideas about it exist, and numerous experiments are performed at huge particle accelerators. And in this respect, precision experiments with slow energy neutrons can give a lot of new information. And so, as example, I can show here two old problems, neutron, anti-neutron oscillations, which are related strongly with baryon asymmetry and neutrino mass generation and neutron-neutron scattering. But I would like to mention especially two directions of research. Quantum measurements and ultra-cold neutron physics. So quantum measurements is considered nowadays as a bridge between physics and fundamental problem of biophysics, problem of consciousness. So very intriguing properties are open in experiment on the problem of quantum measurements. And as example, I would like to give you some recent experiments which were performed in ILL in 2014. It is experiment so-called Cheshire Cat. I remember Alice from Wonderful who said, well, I have often the cat without green, but green without cat. And so it is indeed impossible to find a green without cat. However, laws of quantum mechanics tell us that under very specific circumstances, it is indeed possible to separate particle and their properties. And property of quantum Cheshire cat in interferometer is that cat in this case neutron is located in one beam path, while the green in this case green it is a spin of neutron. is located in Asia. So it is absolutely fantastic things, at least for me. I don't know how. I would like to mention two experiments too. So the next very perspective field of research is related with ultra-cold neutrons, and these two problems, I mean measurements of neutron lifetime and electric dipole moment, is rather old problems, and from my point of view are routine, but I had mentioned to it. From my point of view, more perspective is more perspective is the recent investigations of ultra-cold neutron quantum states in gravitational field. Here we have many possibilities, starting from fundamental physics beyond the standard model. It is dark energy and dark matter experiments, and these experiments were performed recently in ILL. And to condensed matter physics. In this case, it is surface and thin layer physics, which is very important when we try to do this precise measurement of structure and dynamics. I would like to remember you that ultra-cold neutrons were discovered here in Dubna in 1968 by Fyodor Львович Shapiro group, and this field of research is under development in the laboratory during all these decades. And what is important for when we discuss the new neutron source, that recently the group of scientists of FLNP in cooperation with physicists from ILL proposed a new construction of a moderator for ultra-cold neutrons. It is very universal, and it can be used. It can be used for any neutron source, and it is planned for reactor peak, too. And it open a new perspective. But for this case, we need again more neutrons. So nuclear physics. So understanding of nucleus is important field of research for intense neutron sources. Nuclear, as we know, are collected of protons and neutrons, and these can be plotted on a kind of nuclear landscape, which is shown on this picture. The chart shows a long valley of stability marked in black going diagonally across. On either sides of the valley of stability are areas inhabited by unstable nuclei with increasing number of protons and neutrons. These are bounded by so-called drip lines. And what we have nowadays, it is known where the proton drip lines is, but only the lower part of neutron drip lines has so far been investigated. Studies of extreme nuclei provide stringent tests for nuclear models and also for theories of the understanding of nuclear forces. Nuclei with high ratios of protons to neutrons can be obtained relatively straightforwardly using accelerators. But obtaining neutron-rich nuclei is more difficult, and only a handful of facilities worldwide can produce more reasonable amount. One more line in this picture of nuclear landscape must attract our attention. It's so-called A process, or rapid neutron capture processes. The observational knowledge of R process is based on the relative abundance of elements as analyzed in sun and distant stars. Understanding of paths by which the heaviest elements are synthesized is the current and challenge of nuclear physics. And you know, of course, and Professor Itkis told us that at the end of last year, the priority of Fleurov laboratory of nuclear reaction for elements 115 and 118 was fixed. So the next column of Mendeleev table is closed. But two fundamental questions appeared. Where the element 119 exists? Will we continue the Mendeleev table? And properties of elements from Stability Island. I would like to tell you that we have a common research program with FLNR on element 119 initiated by Professor Aganisyan with the use of reactor peak. I believe that these investigations for many, many years and they can be continued at new neutron source. Okay, so let's formulate shortly what I discussed before. So scientific opportunities with high neutron flux. Really, there is mentioned in short form everything what I discussed before. It is structured dynamics of soft biological systems. It is some fundamental problems. It is nuclear physics and, of course, some applications, radiation, isotopes. And the problems to which these experiments are oriented are absolutely fundamental and problems for the future. So, what parameters we need for realization of this program? When we consider neutron sources, we discuss four parameters. It is neutron flux density, it is pulse frequency, pulse duration, and background. But the main parameter is neutron flux density. And so you see that for realization of existing program, we have all possibilities which give us reactor IBR2. It is on the level of 10 to 13 neutron per centimeter square per, per second. But for further development of other fields of research, such as life matter, new physics, fundamental physics, and nucleus, it would be preferable to have neutron flux in pulse more than 10 to 16 and averaging in time more than 10 to 14. And so now we are going to the next your request, what has happened around the world neutron landscape. I will not go to the details. Everybody who is interested can give information from me, or I refer to our last review article on this subject. And so I very briefly will concentrate on two points, status and time evolution, and new advanced neutron source. So what is nowadays status? This nowadays status for Europe is shown on this picture. It is a status for 2015. This picture is now very popular in Europe. And originally it was designed by Thomas Brückel from Jülich, and it is popular in relation of discussion of new neutron sources in Europe. But unfortunately, number of neutron sources is decreasing, and as a result, number of instruments is decreasing. And what we will have in time, which we discuss now, is shown on this picture. So a new project is European Spallation Source and Reactor Peak in Gatchina. Reactor Peak in Gatchina was the construction, civil construction was finished in December 2013. And now it is a general view of this reactor. The physical startup was 2011. The energy startup is planned on 2018 and the first two experimental stations 2019. 19. On this picture you can see the building for a user, for physicist, for user and data center, and physicists will start to live in this building in the end or the beginning, end of this May or the, on, or the beginning of summer. So on this picture you can see the neutron guide hole at reactor peak and engineering center where instruments which were brought from Germany 3 years ago, they are adapted to reactor peak. So European spallation source. European spallation source, the construction started in 2014. It is a very successful project. First neutrons are planned in 2019 and experiments 2023. This project is absolutely fantastic project. It will have the limit parameters for spallation source. You see that the very powerful 2GeV proton accelerator and very powerful target, 5 megawatt, absolutely fantastic target. It is 4-ton helium coated tungsten steel, and I would like to draw your attention and to look more careful to this picture. You can see that this target consists of many parts. It is divided on the 33 different pieces of tungsten. And so it is, for us, it is some reference point, absolutely, when we consider our project. So what we have now and what we are able to discuss for the future.
In the last 5 minutes, yes?
Sorry?
Last 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. The very natural question is, why do we need new project of general new source? So you see on this picture neutron complex of FLNP, and IBR2 reactor is the third generation of neutron sources. Its parameter are shown here, but you know very well these parameters due to many talks here in this room. But a resource of this reactor will be finished 2032. Resource of buildings and equipment 2035. And so it is a fact that if we want to have new neutron source, we must have new building complex. It is the first point. The second point is that the calculations of our colleagues, Yuri Pepelyshev and Rogov, showed that IBR2 construction has limit parameters. They're shown here. And you see that it is one order less than I discussed before. And the last but not least point is this, that safety agency permission for IBR2 concept is very problematic. I can say you it is more diplomatic formulation. I discuss with people from this energy. Really, it is impossible. So we need new project. We consider now two possibilities. First is continuation of this ideology of pulsing reactor peak. It was considered by Professor Shabalin with colleagues. This pulsed reactor, the name of this project is Neptune. And the next variant is based on the proton accelerator to make accelerator cheaper. Of course, we understand that we are not able to spend so much money as ESS. And so we need to consider the cheap accelerator, but we can compensate the power of accelerator with the use of so-called subcritical ensemble. And in this case, some variant is presented, it is so-called cascade systems. These systems were considered many times in our federal nuclear centers, Snezhensk and Sarov, and we use these ideas for development of our source. So variants for accelerators. The first variant which is seen, it is the use of nucleotron after booster construction, and parameters of planned parameters are absolutely suitable for this neutron source. Or the next way it is the use of new superconducting linear accelerator, and preliminary calculations were done. So it is a picture of ESS. ESS compared its parameters with other neutron sources in the world. And so we put on this picture our parameters. They are written here, IBR2, ISS, reactor peak, and new neutron source of Dubna. And you see that as to brightness, there's all possibilities to construct neutron source which will have brightness one order higher than ISS. As to peak density flux, it is again one order higher than ESS. And as to average neutron flux, it will be one order higher than IBR2, but comparable with ISS. And so, in conclusion, I can say that the use of neutrons in modern sciences is growing. Their unique properties will be used for a long time, more longer than we discuss today. The number of neutron sources is decreasing in the world according to increasing needs. The research program of GNR in this field corresponds completely to modern trends. And what we ask PAC to include the project developments of concept of general new neutron source to the theme, to it is a number of, it is, I mean, IBR2. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Professor Aksyonov. Please, questions, Professor Krasavian.
It is not a question, Viktor Lazarevich. I would like to thank you for the excellent report, and especially pleasant for me that you put on the first position the problems molecular biology, origin of life, and other biological problems. Really, the neutron method is very powerful tool for solving of this problems, this task. Together with the Laboratory of Neutron Physics, we start our experiments concerning the conformation of different proteins. And for us, especially very important to study the conformation of different proteins that include in DNA repair processes, on the basic processes that cut in the living cells. I think we must to think about our coordination and solve these problems, especially in the future by using of the new neutron sources. And maybe later we'll discuss this problem together with you, together with specialists from Laboratory Neutron Physics, and organize a special program concerning these aspects. Thank you.
Please, Professor Alexey.
Thank you. I would like to congratulate Academician Aksyonov with very deep insight into the problems of science in relation to neutrons. This is nice. But I have a simple question. Up now, many people believe that polarization analysis is something useful for magnetism. And you mentioned that polarization is used for understanding the biological structures. What is the advantage of use of polarization analysis? Because loss of intensity is at least close to one order of magnitude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Very good question. So I can repeat again that, of course, the solid state physics, it is our basis, and from conceptual point of view and from point of view of development of methods, and of course for magnetism, neutrons are absolutely suitable instrument. But I would like to add to this unique property of neutron, the magnetic properties and spin, isotope dependence of interaction. And so really two main properties, isotope dependence and polarization. And so as to biological systems, we need polarization to improve the contrast, and it is very advanced technique. And so, this example which I showed here, it was experiment, you know, with Professor Sturman, and it was absolutely unique installation with polarized neutrons and polarization analysis. And but I believe that it is, from methodological point of view, it is a future for development of physics of polarized neutrons.
So, as far as I understand, you mean that it could perhaps change the ratio between coherent and incoherent cross sections?
Yes.
So just this.
Yeah.
So, Professor, Professor Nagy.
Yeah, thank you.
So, next.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations, Viktor Razilevich. That was really an excellent talk. I have been very much impressed. I think when you start such a major long-term project with an international research infrastructure, this is the proper approach of presenting the science case. My question would touch only a minor field. Namely, the first examples that you brought came from biophysics, especially from protein structure. Nowadays, synchrotron radiation is a major tool for protein crystallography. So basically, you may just send your sample and you get back the analysis. I don't doubt that neutrons are necessary for this purpose, but maybe it would be useful to emphasize what the advantage in special cases of neutrons is in order to convince the science community and also the funding agencies. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I can say
traditional questions of Professor Nagy related to that.
No, it is a very important question, and so I would like to answer. And thank you that you helped me very much, because it is not possible to say on every scene. It is, was the main reason I said use pictures of our famous scientists. So, it is a very important thing. Competition with synchrotron radiation investigations. Really, it is not competition. It is a complementarity. And why I use this example? Because this example with proteins with this factor of elongation, this is exactly the sample example which shows where only neutrons can solve this problem. What is advantages of synchrotron radiation? High brilliance and the possibility to investigate very, very small crystals. But I, with a great pleasure, can repeat that only 5% of protein can be crystallized. It is some similar situation with dark matter and dark energy. Only 5% is known. But 95%, they cannot be crystallized. And then can be investigated only in solutions. And so in this case, only neutrons. Only neutrons, isotope substitution, and polarized and polarized neutrons to separate coherent and incoherent.
Drobnikov.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for really for very nice overview and very good talk. I didn't see some more concrete scenario of the new installation at Laboratory of Neutron Physics in our institute. Could you share with us some details? What schemes are discussed? What advantages and disadvantages has different types of such neutron source, accelerator driven or reactor driven, what types of target, etc. I think it is, I'm sure that these questions are discussed in the lab and with your partners all over the world, but it is interesting to know some details.
Yeah, okay, so I would be to answer completely on all of your questions, and really we have answers on all questions. But the matter is that PAC must approve our proposal to include the project during the next 3 years for consideration of this problems. So formally, I must to answer your question in 3 years. But in private way, I of course answer all your questions. Thank you.
Are you satisfied? So, yeah. This is the style. Sorry, Professor Pering.
Yes, I mean, thank you very much for the presentation. I mean, I think it's... it is timely to consider a new source, because sources do take a very long time to go from conception to actually being in production. When I joined ICIS in 1992, the person I was working for was working on the project, a scientific case for the European spallation source. And that gives you some sort of idea of the time scale. That was Andrew Taylor in 1992. So in some sense, if you're looking for a project which is going to be up and running in 15 years' time, you've got to actually move extremely quickly to be able to achieve that. You want to be starting construction within about 4 years. So that brings me to something about the time schedule. I mean, I think if you get an order of magnitude or more, then you get qualitatively different science, and I think it is appropriate to focus on things, sort of the broad sweep of grand challenges, rather than sort of individual small problems in one particular material science area or something like that. But, I mean, is this the only source which you're considering? Have you sort of eliminated other possibilities for getting higher flux? I don't know what the options might be, but of course there are clearly a lot of problems which accumulate in details, like what is the neutron background going to be? You know, the ESS has a whole catalogue of issues which it's got to consider with its rotating target, its bunker, and so on. There's huge problems which have to be considered, and if you're going to be committing on the timescale of about 4 years or 5 years to what you're going to build, I think you're going to need very rapidly to get an international advisory committee to really scrutinise in detail. The other thing you have to do quite quickly is mobilise the scientific interest in this, because they're not the community within for the use of IBR is quite small at the moment, and if you're going to be building something which is going to cost something which is sort of like the JNR budget for the next 5 years entirely on this one project, then you've got to mobilise a huge scientific community to get the support for this. And something else which I think is very important is very quickly you need to be having imaginative ideas for the instruments, because it doesn't matter how powerful your source is. If you buy an old instrument from a closed-down facility to populate the guide hall, you're not going to be exploiting the source. And this is something which has always characterized neutron facilities. They never pay enough attention to the instrumentation and making it easy for all comers to come and use, not just the specialists at the facility itself. So there's a huge number of problems which need to be considered, and they need to be done very rapidly, because in 5 years' time you're going to start building this if you want continuity.
Thank you, Professor Pering, for your comments. But tomorrow we'll have the special session discussion. So we will discuss maybe some aspects. Please have you.
No, thank you very much for your support. You're absolutely right. I only would like to mention once more that two points. The first point that neutron physics in GNR is developing during 60 years. And it is a very big experience in different systems. Including the multiplying targets, you know. And so we hope that we will be able to prepare the project in a reasonable time, I can say. And the second point, what I would like to mention, that the program which I discussed today, it is suitable for GNR as whole, not only for Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. And so I hope that this program will be interesting for practically for all laboratories. And it will be important for all laboratories. And from this point of view, of course, the accelerator-based neutron source is more preferable.
Okay, Professor Fuss.
I agree completely that it's timely now to think about a new source. It's already late, so to say, as Perry just mentioned. But in your talk, you gave a lot of details, but you didn't tell us really where are neutrons really unique in the sense. You can do these experiments with neutrons, but where are they unique? First question. Second question is more political one.
Yes.
If we saw what sources will be available in 32, you have two sources in Russia and two in Western Europe, or three. So what is the complementarity with Kurchatov?
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very important point detail. Yeah. As we see, the user community here in GNR, I do not see that you will find a community enough for two facilities. So what is the complementarity there? And, of course, it was already mentioned by Professor Notch, there is a complementarity with synchrotron has to be worked out very, very clearly in order to see really the uniqueness of neutrons in your project.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. First of all, I will be short, because it is a long discussion. So first of all, I am sorry, of course, but really, I did not think that in this room I must say on the question why do we need neutrons. I believe that in this auditorium, who discuss twice a year the use of neutrons for investigations, I must repeat again why do we need neutrons. So I'm sorry. In the next time, I will have it in mind. And the second point, complementarity of reactor peak and this new neutron source which we discussed. These two facilities are completely complementarity. And you know the reason. The peak is steady state reactor, and here we discuss pulsing reactor. It is the first point. And the second point is related with the structure of scientific investigations in our in this country. And really we have nowadays two neutron centers in Russia. It is Dubno and Gatchina. And we need more interaction between these two centers, and really we have a number of complementary programs. And I am sure that we will be more successful in this field of research. We will act together. Thank you.
Академический Матвеев.
Short comment. You should not preach to the convinced. That is not very, very helpful for a project like that, to preach to the convinced. You have to preach to the not convinced.
Okay. Thank you, Professor Fuss. It was just a comment. Comments to comments.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Academician Matveev.
Thank you. I also would like, Victor, to thank you for the very stimulating presentation of this
discussion.
Yes, but I would like to remark that, of course, you know that we already have approved 7-year plan, but Scientific Council of Institute recommended to us to establish a special committee for consideration and preparation for the long-range strategy of GINR development. So we are just in the process of forming this committee, and already as a, let's say, organizer of this committee is Boris Sharkov, and maybe it would be also useful to you present, first of all, maybe your ideas on that for the consideration of that committee on the long-range strategy, and then maybe we will maybe come to more specific ideas what has to be supported for the first.
Yeah, it's a great priority. Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So, please.
I would like to summarize shortly.
The more interested person.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to summarize shortly and give an answer which was not answered by Aksanov to Professor Tobias-Perrin. First of all, we already established two groups on nuclear physics and condensed matter physics, two international advisory groups. And we already negotiated to our Russian partners in this group, and we are in stage of negotiation with the foreign partners. And some of them are presented here. And what we are asking now from PAC, we are asking to give us next 3 years to develop the concept of this new source, together with these international groups, together with your help and with your support. And and we already have some kind of time schedule, which is more or less realistic from our point of view, to come with new facility to the middle 30s. And also we are thinking about the instruments, not as a second priority. We are thinking about instruments as have to be developed in parallel.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So I think that was enough questions, enough comments. Tomorrow we'll have the time during general discussion to continue maybe some other comments, some other suggestions. Let me thanks again for indeed good presentation, especially related to the new aspects of new science, neutron science in the future, and some at the first look, the first concept about neutron sources. Indeed, in the future, I agree with Professor Trubnikov, we need more maybe details related to the variants. The variants connected to NICA projects look the one of the good variants, but all these aspects should be discussed. Thank you again. And now we are coming. Now we are coming to our first coffee break for 15 minutes.